This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Builders Supply Outlet on Cermak Road in Broadview.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern football coach Fitz. The Big Ten West Division champions return to Ryan Field this Saturday when they host UNLV. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. Season end single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Want to talk a little baseball?
Absolutely, I do.
I think we should. I think we should find out all about the newest Chicago Cub. The top prospect is arriving to help whatever's left. Nico Horner is going to be joining the team. Mick Gillespie, who's on Twitter at Broadcaster Mick, is the voice of the Tennessee Smokies, and he is with us right now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from at Alpamonte Ford. Mick, how's it going, man? How you been?
Hey, what do you say, guys? Good to talk to you. Been great. How about you?
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful, although it has been kind of a chore to watch the Cubs over the last couple of weeks. Injuries and underperforming offenses and rotations and bullpens and whatnot. Wonder what you'd seen from Nico Horner, though, all season long. Obviously, an injury interrupted his 2019 campaign, but he is the top prospect of the organization, so encapsulate for me what his season has looked like.
Well, you know, when he has been playing, he's been really good, and he's got an ability to square up the baseball and hit the barrel, you know, on the ball or vice versa as well as anyone, and I saw all the guys come through, you know, so been in Tennessee for a long time, and we've seen a lot of great players, you know, Bryant, Baez, and Schwarber, and all those guys. But Nico's a little bit different in his ability to make contact. His outs were impressive to me. You know, you'd look in the box score, and it'd be an 0-for-4, and then being there and watching, you're talking about, you know, two line drives to second, and then a line out to left, you know, where he's had great at-bats. He's got an excellent two-strike approach as well, where he's able to shorten up and go the other way. But I'll tell you what the most impressive thing to me happened in the beginning of the season. You don't have a lot of guys who were in college last year playing double-A this year. You know, it just doesn't happen much. But he only played 13 games last year, too, because of an injury. And, you know, game two, he's out there captaining the defense, you know. Like, here's a guy that's, you know, positioning players. He's just really smart. He knows the game, and he's kind of a quiet leader. I mean, he's not in the clubhouse yelling, but he just goes out on the field and just has this ability to make the players around him better. He's calm. And I really think that, you know, even though this is a really big jump, and I heard you guys talking about, you know, rushing guys to the big leagues and how it does stunt development, and I agree with that, and that may happen. I don't know. But I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed when he gets to the Cubs today.
Is he just a second baseman?
No. He's a shortstop, second baseman. They put him in center field after he came back from – his injury, where he was hit on the hand by a pitch in late April, and it turned out to be a fracture. And it took a little while for the swelling to go down and the Cubs and their doctors to figure it out because they thought it was going to be a day-to-day thing. And when he came back, they started playing him in center field. And I got to tell you, I've never seen a player take over center field and look as good as he did, as quickly as he did. I mean, I think he took like two bad routes in the 10 games he played out there, you know, and he's got a strong arm. I mean, he was hosing guys out his second game in center.
That's what I was going to ask, because if for a legit shortstop prospect, it's sometimes at the big league level, you got to show off that arm. And I know that we went through that like with Trey Turner, and I know he's not that kind of the elite athlete that Trey Turner is talking about toggling between center field and shortstop, but it's good to know that he won't be limited by arm strength.
No, he's got a great arm. You know, at the beginning of the year, I'm watching and I'm thinking, you know, Nico kind of lays back a little bit too much, you know, like ground balls. I mean, he's throwing everyone out, but they're close. And then it was like just over the course of the season, working with Jonathan Mota, who's the Cubs minor league fielding coordinator, he just kept getting better and better. And then all of a sudden it was like he's got this incredible internal clock, but just a little bit different positioning. And all of a sudden, you know, like you don't see it anymore. And that's, you know, really a testament to how good his game is, you know, where he's able to take advice and then go out and implement it out on the field. And I think what makes people smart is when you tell them something one time, you know, are they able to do it or not? And, you know, and Nico's certainly that guy.
Mick, what do his slumps look like? You know, when he gets into try, I know you mentioned some 0 for 4s with hard hit line drives and whatnot. And really at that level at Double A, you're seeing some top tier pitching and you ought to be hitting fairly well if you're the kind of prospect that Horner is. But when he gets into trouble, what happens for him?
Well, first off, I mean, hitting wise in Double A in the Southern League this year, it's been as bad all the way around as I ever remember. And I don't remember a year where we had less prospects, you know, and I hope it's not a trend, but I feel like we've kind of been going down, you know, each and every year. But Nico never had a slump. You know, as a matter of fact, he was on base like 27 straight times to end the season and had 5 straight multi-hit games right at the end of the year. But the thing that we talked about was even when he struggled a little bit, it'd be, yeah, 0 for 3 on Monday and then 1 for 3 or 1 for 4 on Tuesday. He never went 2 games without a hit, you know. So I'm not sure – and I'm, you know, it's going to happen at some point, but I'm not sure what it looks like when Nico's in a slump. Even when he was, you know, coming back from his hand injury and it was a little bit slow as far as him kind of getting the hits, the contact was there, you know, and there's so many strikeouts in the game now at the major league level and all the way through, you know, the minor leagues. But Nico makes contact and he makes solid contact. And I just feel like, and I talked to him the last game of the season, you know, for a few minutes, and we're talking about his season. And I thought that this was a possibility if he would have been healthy all year. You know, and the things that I said to him that were impressive to me were, first off, for a guy that's 22 years old and the youngest guy on the team, how much respect his teammates have for him. You know, you don't hear one person say a bad thing about Nico. And it's because of his work ethic and his, the fact that he makes everyone better, you know, and his ego's in check. You know, you wouldn't even know he's a first round pick if, you know, you weren't in this stuff like we are. And then on top of that, you feel like with him that if he was on any team at any level, you're going to put him in his spot, you're going to pencil his name in like Joe's going to do today, hopefully, or tomorrow. And then you just put him in there. You know, he's got that Cal Ripken consistency. You know, and I'm not talking about playing every game, but, you know, when Cal or even Rhino, you know, I told him that he reminded me of a young Ryan Sandberg, because I really feel like as Nico gets bigger and stronger like Rhino did when he was a young player. Remember, Rhino didn't hit a bunch of home runs. He didn't have much power at all. And he told me that, you know, he's at Wrigley and they're telling him to, you know, they want him to hit the tarp during BP. You know, they wanted him to pull the ball and hit the tarp so that in the games, you know, he's more pulled. And he's hitting home runs, and it paid off. I just feel like Nico's got that big, strong body, you know, broad shoulders like Rhino, consistent like Rhino. I think that potentially the power is going to come, but the consistency's there. And if you're going to play at the major league level, the biggest thing that you have to do is be able to go out and give the team defense. And he's going to be better at shortstop than any other option they have.
That's some tall timber there, mentioning a couple Hall of Famers as we get the scouting report on Nico Horner from Tennessee Smokies voice Mick Gillespie here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on The Score. All right, you're a major league pitcher with major league stuff tasked with getting him out. What's your plan?
Yeah, well, that's something that we talk about every day in the booth, you know, on different players. You know, Nico's really tough because it's not like there's a glaring weakness that you see in other guys. You know, like Luis Robert, I'll give you an example. We played Luis Robert, and, you know, if you throw sliders away, changeups away, and fastballs in and stay ahead of him, you can get him out. You know, and he's the best player in minor league baseball. Nico doesn't have that glaring, okay, yeah, I'm going to throw him a high fastball outside, and he's not going to be able to hit it. At least I didn't see that. And then I talked to scouts, and they've kind of felt the same way I did. And it's because he's able to make such great contact. You know, so I don't think he has that one thing that stands out. I mean, he's like any other hitter. You know, if he chases bad pitches, that he's going to get out. But I didn't see a lot of that. yeah, right. I mean, he's going to be a good fit, I think.
Because they've struggled with it. They've struggled with that. The fashion in baseball now, the high fastball tunneled up with the curveball that is right in that same spot. And that's how major leaguers, outside of getting guys chasing slop, it's that. It's showing him that high pitch and making it look hittable when it's really, really tough to hit. If his bat to ball is what you say it is, maybe they've got something that's going to at least get into a pitch count.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at how baseball is these days. You know, everyone wants to have that uppercut swing and they want to get elevation. But Nico's a throwback. You know, he's a line drive guy who makes contact and then, you know, and does all the other things well. You know, you look at other players that have come up and have been rushed up to the big leagues. And then you see the other aspects of their games, and we've seen it with the Cubs with different guys, and then you're like, what's he doing on the bases, or you know, what kind of route is that to the ball in the outfield, or you know, does this guy even know what the count is right now, because that swing doesn't really you know, match what the situation is. But what you're going to really like about Nico, and I don't know how this is going to affect his future, honestly. I mean, you always have to worry when a player is in the big leagues, maybe before they're totally ready. But what you're going to like about him is the intelligence that it takes to be a great baseball player. You see it with Chris Bryan and Javi Baez. Nico is the same way. The IQ out there on the field is off the charts.
So the Cubs are going to have to talk a little bit about whether this is a desperation call-up or something that's just a necessity. Obviously, he gets hit on the wrist, that kind of thing. Spend some time on the disabled list and the injured list, pardon, and you have to wonder whether or not it was in the cards for Nico Hoerner to go up to AAA and maybe make a September roster. Every now and again in AA, you start to see those conversations change a little bit. You see an extra guy from the organization come around, maybe talk to that guy some when they're leading up to a call-up. If he doesn't get hurt, do you think that the potential exists for him to make Major League Baseball this year?
Well, I think if he wouldn't have gotten hurt and his season would have gone the way that it went here, I think he would have ended up in AAA and probably been a call-up. I think that's what the Cubs kind of had in mind for him. I mean, you know, one of the reasons that they drafted him, from what I was told, was that they like his maturity and the fact that they feel really comfortable with his ability to go to different environments and still play well. You know, one scout was talking about watching him play, I think it was in Austin, Texas, when he was at Stanford, and you know, he just shows up and it's like, you know, crazy atmosphere and it's just nuts in college, and which could be a lot like, you know, playing at Wrigley smaller, but you know, they're really into it there. And Nico, just same thing, you know, gets his hits, gets on base, plays shortstop flawlessly. So I'm thinking that that's possible. I don't know though. You know, I look at Kyle Schwarber and I really feel like he's kind of still, and even if he's having a great year, he's still scratching his potential. I mean, I think the guy could be batting 330 or 340, you know, just from what I saw here. And then, you know, he goes to the big leagues and he's a big power hitter now, and he's still a great player. But, you know, to me, I just wonder, like, if he would have developed as a catcher. I think he was starting to become a good catcher, which he's not doing anymore, obviously. It would have taken more time in the minor leagues. And then, you know, his ability at the plate, like, he's for power, but I think he could still hit for average because I saw him do it, you know. And then I see Dan Vogelbach, who they traded, you know, and spent that time in the minor leagues. And Schwarber was a much better player than Vogelbach at this level. And now, you know, hitting-wise, I mean, I think they're, you know, pretty much the same, you know. So I don't know. I mean, it's tougher to make those adjustments and learn all of that stuff in the big leagues. But with that said, the Cubs have a window to try to win. And Nico makes them a better team today, you know, and so that's what you do. You know, sometimes you throw away the development to try to win now, and I still think this team has a chance to get hot and make a run, and you know, they have all the, you know, the parts it takes. It's been a frustrating couple of weeks, obviously, but I mean, you know, hopefully he can go up there and help out.
Mick, any other names that we need to know? Any other stories that have developed over this year? Maybe a non-prospect who's become a prospect? Maybe somebody who got into pitch lab and learned a little something that has got people paying closer attention than they otherwise would?
You know, there's a guy named Corey Abbott. He led the Southern League in strikeouts, and for the Smokies, it was the first time they had a pitcher lead the league in strikeouts since since Chris Carpenter did it in like 97. And I think that he was maybe a Blue Jays prospect back then or something. I don't know, but it's been that long, right? And so this guy comes in and, you know, we have all the trade talks and all the scouts are there and they're watching, you know, Lang and Hatch and all these, and the guys that got traded. And, you know, and they say, well, what do you think? And I'm like, well, I like this guy, you know, he's a change up away from being a major force at the big league level. The guy pitches with a chip on the shoulder. I like that. I like the fact that he never gets intimidated. And then as the season progressed, he just kept getting stronger and stronger. He never missed a start. So he was the Cubs minor league pitcher of the month. And like I said, you know, he's got, you know, three pitches working on the fourth. The changeup's going to be the last thing for him when it comes. I mean, he's had success without it, but I think at the big league level, and he knows that, you kind of have to have that changeup. But you know, the fastball is there. He's got the breaking ball, you know, but he has the mentality. So I could see him being someone to really keep an eye on. And you turn around, and as he continues to work on that one pitch, he gets it. And maybe he doesn't, and he's pitching out of the bullpen. But I think he could be potentially a really good starter.
Mick, appreciate it. Thanks for the scouting report. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
That is Mick Gillespie, the voice of the Tennessee Smokies. That's all you need to know right there. You want a scouting report on a new Cub? You got it.
So what I get from that is bat to ball is good. Powers, you know, maybe he's still 22 years old, and we'll see exactly how that plays. But fact of the matter is he's going to go play with a different baseball for the next couple of games. He gets 20 games to go play with that Super Bowl. He didn't go to AAA this year because of a couple of wrist injuries. They kind of hampered him some. So he played in AA instead. Who knows?
Here's something to watch for. Watch for him making really good contact with a fastball.
Yeah.
Busting his ass out of the box, chugging down to first base, and looking at him seeing his 10 rows gone.
It's a Jeremy Brown thing, right? He falls over at first base, and he doesn't know that he set a home run?
That kind of thing has been happening. That was, you know, Justin Turner said it happened to him when he first learned launch angle, and when that also coincided with the baseball, is that if things are going right, you're going to see him make solid contact and not realize that it's way out.
It is one way or another, whether it works, it doesn't. And I disagree a little bit with the idea that it's solely and only post hoc ergo propter hoc. Like, this kid will come up earlier than intended. He will play Major League Baseball. We have seen that kind of exposure setback prospects before.
Setback, but I don't know that I buy necessarily ruins. Well, he would have been fine had they not.
Listen, we did this with Gordon Beckham for a little while. I don't know one way or another whether or not things would have changed had he not played Major League Baseball when he did, or come up that early, or what have you. But, you know, this is yet another prospect, a first rounder that will come up earlier, and whose development, although given the injury situation, it sounds like he's going to play a whole lot at shortstop. I don't know what other kind of options Joe's going to have playing short, but they'll sacrifice a little bit of development for wins at the big league level.
We've got Joe Sheehan, who had to move things around a little bit this week. He is going to join us just after a break. We'll get his thoughts on where the Cubs are, what this race looks like, what the Hoarder call-up means, and why Dave Dombrowski got fired. There's plenty of stuff to discuss with him. Baseball talk continues next on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. If there's one certainty in sports, it's this: talent always gets another chance. That was never more evident than Saturday when Antonio Brown all but forced the Oakland Raiders to cut him, and within hours had a deal to play for the New England Patriots. Brown's behavior during his brief time as a Raider was deplorable. His refusal to accept any responsibility for acting like a child finally leading to his release. And so he goes from a bad team where there were hard feelings all around to a new start with the Super Bowl champions. Some punishment. Brown's no different than diva wide receivers like Randy Moss, Chad Johnson, and Terrell Owens. Time and again, they wore out their welcome with one team, only to be picked up by another. If Brown performs and keeps his mouth shut in New England, he'll be adored. If not, he'll be cut. And then someone else will sign him. It's the way of the world. I'm John Feinstein.
Discover your next opportunity at Amazon. Enjoy pay up to $16.15 an hour while growing your career as an Amazon warehouse team member. Apply at amazon.com/Chicago jobs. Amazon's an equal opportunity employer.
With the first pick in the plumbing and heating supply draft, contractors select supplyhouse.com. With next day delivery, speed, and total inventory coverage, supplyhouse.com does it all. Stop wasting your time and money. Go to supplyhouse.com, your online supplier for plumbing, heating, and HVAC. Take it to the house, supplyhouse.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At Freeway Ford, they only speak one language, trucks. Of course, they're fluent in its many dialects, including parts, service, and finance. They have huge savings on their entire massive in-stock inventory, including Super Duty trucks with dumps, stake and service bodies, F-650s and 750s with transit box vans in stock. Freeway Ford also has many varieties of used work trucks available now, located a half mile south of Brookfield Zoo on First Avenue or a half mile north of the Stevenson Expressway on First Avenue. FreewayFordTrucks.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. When mortgage interest rates drop this low and home values are rising at the fastest pace in over a decade, people want options. And at the Home Loan Expert office, that's exactly what we give you. We do conventional, jumbo, FHA, VA. We have loans with no down payment and no PMI. We also do loans where you don't have to verify any income. The 5-minute loan approval only available at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. If you notice dark stains on your ceiling, mold and mildew starting to set in, everybody I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. And there are some service companies that will just tear out the damage, and then you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from my personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my home to pre-disaster condition, and made it look as good as new. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Visit Webb Chevy for a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at the right price with the right options. Get the payment you want and the vehicle you deserve. Visit Webb Chevy today at two convenient locations in Oaklawn or Plainfield.
Great news from Sprint. The wait is finally over. The all-new Samsung Galaxy Note 10 has arrived. Get the power of performance and productivity for 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. That's right. Get the Galaxy Note 10 for less than $20 per month. With its amazing features like intelligent all-day battery and super fast charge, you'll have the power that lasts more than your day with just minutes of charge. But it doesn't stop there. You can also experience the power of the S Pen, which combines air gestures, remote photos, and handwriting to text all in one magic wand. And when you switch, you'll get Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. To learn more about the Galaxy Note 10, visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/galaxynote10, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
$19.79 a month after 1980 monthly credit applied within two bills with approved credit, 18-month lease, and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, coverage, and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new lines. Select exclusions apply.
Work is hectic. Don't you love those moments of calm when things just fall into place? That's what it feels like when you order business catering from Easy Cater. Visit EasyCater.com or download the app. Just like that, you can find a reliable local restaurant, place your order online, and know that Easy Cater is there when you need them. You feel some weight lift. Life's a little easier now, because when you need food for work, you go to EasyCater.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, Joe Sheehan.
I don't know if you read what Joe Sheehan wrote.
I did.
Baseball America, SI, and the Joe Sheehan Newsletter.
Into right center, back of the warning track, the wall, it is gone!
He writes what Dan reads.
Reading is good.
Joe Sheehan with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Let's talk some baseball with Joe Sheehan, who is on Twitter at Joe_Sheehan. He writes for Baseball America and Sports Illustrated, and he writes the irreplaceable Joe Sheehan newsletter, to which, if you want, you can actually buy a lifetime subscription.
No.
And it's fascinating the way how he worked out. It was very transparent about how he worked out the math. It was kind of cool. And then it also made me think about my own mortality, and I'm doing all these actuarial things like, well, wait a sec, if somebody does this, like, how long am I going to live to make this
valuable? Well, really, it's how long is Joe going to live?
That too. And then I'm also wondering, like, can it be inherited? Like, if I buy a lifetime subscription or something, would my son or daughter have access to it? Should I get, step on a landmine or something? We don't know the answers to these things. Joe, how are you?
Feeling my own mortality after this conversation.
Right? Well, no, it just,
we
never
try
know.
For that.
You never know.
I wish I'd started...
I wish I started lying about my age sooner. That was the thing that I was thinking of. Like, I could tell people now I'm actually 27.
Yeah.
And I probably could have priced it a lot higher. But yeah, you did have to sit there and go, okay, I'm 48. I'm a non-smoker. Not just how long am I going to live, but how long am I going to write? You know, I'd like to think I'm going to be Roger Angel, 98 years old, 99 now, banging out stuff. I'd like to think of Peter Gammons is 74 still doing this. But anyway, yeah, it's an option now to buy a lifetime subscription. And yes, it is my lifetime and not yours. So if you want to designate an heir, you know, go for it. If you want to hand it down to Connor at some point, and, you know, Connor's only 15. He's going to be
right. Now, carrying out that theme, I placed the Cubs in hospice. I rolled them on in. Was I right to do that?
No, I mean, again, it always feels bad when you have a series like they did, you know, in last weekend. Obviously, just a disastrous trip to Milwaukee after the Thursday night win, but they're still in position to be. I mean, I don't think a road game at Max Scherzer is a whole lot of fun, but you know, that's still making the playoffs. I think after last year too, with the way they crashed out, they had tied for the best record in the National League. And then had a really poorly timed two-game losing streak and didn't make the brackets. I think another year like that's going to feel frustrating. But I'd still give them the edge over the Diamondbacks and the field. They let the Brewers back in this weekend, but they are still 100 runs better than the Brewers this year. They're plus 70 or so. The Brewers are minus 30. There's a huge difference in quality between these two teams.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And it's unfortunate to drop the series like they have. They have called up reinforcements, so to speak, in Nico Horner, their top prospect. I know you're not a big prospect guy, but I wonder, you know, this is a next in the line of decisions of bringing kids up regardless because they want wins at the major league level. Does this smell strange to you, or is this something they had to do?
Well, I mean, it's fast. I mean, Horner was drafted a year ago. You would expect a college hitter to come through the system quickly. He didn't dominate at AA this year. He got off to a bad start. I believe it was a wrist injury,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he played well at Tennessee, but I'm talking about a guy who's literally got, you know, 70 games above A-ball. Expecting him to step in and be a major league hitter, it's kind of, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't, but this is triggered, obviously, by the Baez injury. There's a little bit of let's try to catch lightning in a bottle element to it. I think the thing is, unless Horner can give them five good innings as a starter, he doesn't really address the current problems.
He has yet to hit the bouncy ball, too. Like, we don't have any numbers on him with the
right.
With
he might
the
hit 12 ball. Homers the last 3 weeks. You're right.
Because, I mean,
that's basically the way things are right now. Yeah, because he's coming out of AA, he doesn't have those inflated stats that a lot of guys at AAA have had this year.
Why did Dave Dombrowski get fired?
Because the Red Sox bullpen went nuts last October, yeah. And got them a championship, and all of a sudden this year looks a lot more disappointing. But if you look at I wrote about this at the time. The Red Sox were great last year. 108-54, an incredible young core, stars everywhere. But if you look at why they won 11 games in the postseason, it was because guys like Matt Barnes and Joe Kelly and Steven Pierce went off for 3 weeks. And what happened was Dombrowski basically went, oh, we're good. Of the 25 guys on the Red Sox opening day roster this year, 21 played for them in last year's postseason. So he kind of got very complacent. I think their offseason, I think the winning the World Series got Dombrowski to buy into a flawed back end of the roster, not do anything to upgrade it, and produce the 2019 Red Sox. Now, there are other reasons. Chris Sale got hurt, hasn't been effective. Rick Porcello regressed. But really, it's just, they won the championship and like, okay, we're good. And that's generally not the way to go about it.
You could copy and paste that to a local squad.
I mean, as you're saying that, oh, I'm just, you know, there but for the grace of God goes a certain team here.
I don't know. I mean, they went out, they traded for Davis in the year after the World Series. They traded for Quintana,
yeah.
You know, during the middle of the next season. I think the Cubs have gone after and tried to bolster the thing. I think there's a cost. I think they don't have Torres, they don't have Jimenez. They have Schwarber and not the things they might have traded Schwarber for. And that's, of course, worked out here over the last month. I don't know that I would put the Cubs in that same category. They didn't run it back with they ran it back with the same core, but it was a core full of 25-year-old really good players.
You're right, Joe. That's the difference. It's they trusted people not named Steve Pierce, you know, or 35-year-old relievers to bounce back and have similar seasons. They trusted 23-year-old first-round draft picks to improve, and they didn't. So many questions about what did we miss about the Cubs, and did Pecota have it right, and all that kind of stuff. I find myself taking a long look at the St. Louis Cardinals and wondering, what did I miss there? I didn't see them getting off to a stretch like they have had the last, call it, 5-6 weeks of baseball. What makes them as good as they are and able to sustain it?
They've been playing bad teams for quite some time.
Okay.
I mean, I don't mean to want to make it that simple, but if you look at their last, they haven't played a team that's definitely going to be in the playoffs since August 7th. The only remote contender they've played since then is the Brewers, and that's going to continue here over the next couple of – and the next series. Then they go to Washington. They got the Brewers again then for the Cubs series. But it's just been an incredibly soft schedule they've taken advantage of. Now, you know, Jack Flaherty has turned up. He's been a lot better for them over the last, I would say, like 2 months. He's basically been one of the best pitchers in baseball. And this is what we expected out of him. The bullpen has stabilized. They called up – they got killed for the Luke Voit trade. Luke Voit went off and had this great stretch for the Yankees. But the reliever they got for him, Giovanni Gallegos, has been absolutely out of his mind for them. An 84-11 strikeout-to-walk ratio for the Cardinals this year. So that ends up being a minor trade that's worked out for both teams. Andrew Miller had a bad outing. It was either last time out or two times out before that, but he's turned out to be effective for them. The bullpen has turned over the course of the season. That's gone well. And they got healthy. Marcelo Zuna was out for a while. He came back. Yadier Molina was out for a while. He came back. So it's a lot of things. It's no one thing. And guys, the point I want to make here about the Cardinals, and I would make this about the Cubs. So the Cubs are off what you would have projected for them. I had the Cardinals, not that I'm an oracle, I had them at 91-71. And right now they're on pace to go 92-70. The Cardinals, over the course of 143 games, are exactly what we thought they would be. It's that the Cubs are missing their projection by probably 8 or 9 games now. And I think you can trace that to some of the hitters still not really hitting, and then the rotation being really a big disappointment this year.
I want to revisit something we talked about in May, and that was the performance of the White Sox, Tim Anderson, who at the time I think was like leading the league in hitting. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
He's still leading the league in hitting.
I'll be.
And if I remember our conversation, you said that because of his hitting profile, because his on-base percentage is essentially his batting average, mm-hmm. this is he's going to have to sustain at this. And I believe 310, if I remember correctly, you said maybe in a good year, you know, it gets a decent BABIP, whatever, ends up 310. Let's look at it again now. He's at 334. He is continuing to do what he has been doing. You still sort of feel the same about the larger picture with him, or has this bigger sample changed your thoughts at all?
I just can't believe you're citing what I said in May. I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
Well,
flattered, Dan. Really.
Dan keeps all your newsletters.
I need decent baseball thoughts because I don't have enough of my own.
I will say that Tim Anderson, again, when you have the batting average profile, everything is really driven by your batting average and balls in play. To a certain extent, your home runs on fly balls. And a batting average guy is going to bounce around. So that's all still the same. If you look at Baseball Savant, which will essentially grade your batting average based on the quality of your contact,
yeah,
they've got Anderson hitting 293. And for a guy with an XBA of 293 to hit, what did you say he's hitting right now, 330?
He's at 334.
That's not unusual. And that's not to say that he's lucky. He's a good, you tell me Tim Anderson, it's 290. That's a guy who's going to be a very good player for you because he's a plus defensive shortstop and he's going to hit for power and he's going to steal bases. So a 290 XBA hitter hitting 330, that's perfectly within the range of acceptable results. And I think Anderson winning a batting title would really be a heck of a development given that, I thought he was rushed 3 years ago. I thought when they promoted him, he really had no business being in the major leagues. And I think that some of the lack of development in 17 and 18 can be traced to the fact that he was rushed in 2016. So there's an arc for Anderson where he gets a little more time in the minors, and this is the player he becomes. So yeah, if he wins a batting title, hits 330, that's great. And next year I'm probably going to project him to hit 285 with, never walking and still being a plus defensive shortstop. The stat head analysis sometimes does get reduced to, well, if you don't walk, you're no good. You can absolutely be a good player without walking. You've just got to do a lot of other things well, and Anderson has proven to be that player.
With the usual caveat of playoff baseball is weird and anything can happen and guys get on ruts. Steve Pierce happens, for instance. It's really hard for me to look at the way this sport's lined up right now and not think about the next Dodgers-Astros World Series. Those two teams are in areas all of their own, and I don't know which one's necessarily better than the other. I wonder if you've got a pick there and maybe a third team that could challenge somebody based on true talent, not just the way a ball bounces or caroms off the big green wall.
If I'm the Dodgers, I want no part of the Nationals. They can shove, assuming Scherzer's healthy in the playoffs, Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin at you.
Yeah.
And as thin as that pitching staff is, we know in the playoffs that you can just shove 60% of your innings to four guys. And they can do that with those three starters and Sean Doolittle. So I'd be terrified of facing the Nationals if I'm any National League team. The way I've been thinking about it, Connor, is that I'm going to feel disappointed. And I apologize to Cubs fans for this. I'm going to feel disappointed if we don't get Dodgers-Astros. Because, as you say, not only are the two best teams in baseball on the field, They're the two best organizations in baseball right now. And they gave us that ridiculous World Series 2 years ago. And they're pretty much at the peak of their powers. And I think that if you're a sports fan, you want to see the best go up against the best, which we don't always get in baseball because of the nature of the baseball postseason. So with respect to the Cubs, the Nationals, the Braves, who are a fun team, as fun a team as anybody, the Twins, the Yankees, if it's anybody but Dodgers, Astros, it's just going to feel a little bit less than. It'll be a great World Series, and flags fly forever, and respect the champions, but I think Dodgers, Astros is what most neutral baseball fans would really want to see.
The Astros are bending time and space to their will right now. I don't know that I'm sure we have seen something like this before, but I'm still slack-jawed at the idea that their hitters will strike out fewer than any other team's hitters, and their pitchers are going to strike out the most hitters. And what that says about where we are in baseball now and the achievement of a major league organization to accomplish something like that, to me, is just astonishing.
It really is. And, you know, you mentioned bending time and space. I worked with Kevin Goldstein, who is now the head director of scouting for the Astros, and he actually can do that. It's a neat trick.
Yeah, when he's wearing that ridiculous fedora that he affects.
But you can get away with it when you bend time. It's actually 1940 all the time for Kevin Goldstein. No, it's really a credit. And it's funny to think about where they were at the start of this decade. Obviously, everybody remembers the Ben Reeder cover story, Sports Illustrated, 5 years ago now, saying they were going to win the 2017 World Series. I mean, 9 years ago, this franchise was a joke. It was literally a joke. It lost 100 games 3 straight years. Nobody came. They famously bottomed out with a 0 rating. Nobody was watching their games. And now they are literally setting the pace 9 years later across all of Major League Baseball. It's, I mean, the book's already been written, so I can't say they'd be a great book in this, but I'm not sure. I think with the Carlos, excuse me, I'm going to get his name wrong. Who was the guy who hacked into the Cardinals system?
Oh, God, Alex.
Oh, this is going to the guy we already
It was Correa something.
I think it was Alex. Yeah, I'll find it.
I forget his first name. I don't want to say Carlos Correa because that's the shortstop. But I think people remember. And, of course, they've done things along the way that have alienated people. Trading for Roberto Osuna alienated people. Bud Norris, back when they were bad, he went after them for, oh, they're just bad. They only care about the stats.
Bud people. Norris is an asshat.
I'm saying in the larger, like, there's still a lot of this stuff kind of hangs on. There's still a perception that there's something they're not doing right. They're doing things wrong. They're treating people badly. I'm not debating that. I feel like a lot of the negative stories about the Astros are still in the water system. They're still in the air supply. And we think about those as opposed to just, oh, my God, we're actually watching one of the best-run baseball teams ever.
Chris Correa. It was Chris Correa.
Chris Correa, thank you.
Found that out. Got it for you. Joe, appreciate you as always. Dan will continue lining the wall of his refrigerator with your newsletters.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
That's Joe Sheehan. Guy knows baseball. And interesting. That's a real positive spin on Tim Anderson that I think a little unexpectedly so.
The one thing Joe didn't mention is speed. I think speed also helps a batting that's average BABIP. Guy like that. It's part of BABIP. And if I may, like Nori Aoki used to lead the league all the time in reached on errors because of the handedness he had, his ability to put the ball on the ground, and there is a skill set in that.
And the Jedi mind trick.
That helps. You know, if you could do the Kevin Goldstein thing where you're actually bending time and space and you get there like a navigator in Dune or something like that, that helps, and you get to first base faster. But that will also matter for Tim Anderson if the power has a year where he's dropping a little bit because he's not hitting for the average that exists.
You love Dune. You referenced Frank Herbert last week.
Dune, yeah. Well, it's one of the best science fiction books ever written, and that's not just from like a. It's like a. It's amazing the scope of Dune. It's what it's what the new X-Men comics are doing right now. House of X, Powers of X. It's expanding.
I think that was the context in which you mentioned Frank Herbert.
It's expanding a theme on thousands and thousands of years, and nobody. It takes so much. Dan, do you understand how much
the movie so bad?
It was wow.
Is that
That's another thing. It was not going to be. And then Jodorowsky, the Swiss director or something like that, dropped out of the thing because it. All I'm saying is it takes a lot of peyote to write a screenplay, an idea, a thought, a science fiction saga that runs as long as Dune has. So much peyote.
When we come back,
Frank Herbert.
I can't say we've got the hallucinogenic drugs for you, but if I did, I'd be happy to give them away, but we don't. Well, we do.
I think that'd be illegal.
We have the next best thing, Cubs tickets.
Oh, good. That'll get you right.
Which could also induce visions. We have them for you. We're going to give away a pair of Cubs and Reds tickets, Wrigley Field, Tuesday, September 17th. Be listening next if you want to win. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Before every game, tune in to the Ameristar pregame show with Hav Arkish, Holden Cruz, and Patrick Manley. Visit Ameristar's new sportsbook in East Chicago.
Ready to get away to a place that's uniquely magical? Then enter for a chance to win a uniquely Orlando sweepstakes. Go to visitorlando.com and enter to win an Orlando vacation, including a four-night hotel, theme park tickets, and more. Enter at visitorlando.com/trip.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Meet Chuck, Marine veteran. He's heard thousands of Team Hochberg's ads, so of course he called them with his VA mortgage questions. Wrong, he didn't. Chuck first contacted another lender that advertises on the radio, and that lender blew him off after learning he was credit challenged. Chuck heard an ad for Team Hochberg, and then he called for a free consultation, which he should have done in the first place. Team Hochberg introduced Chuck to their credit enhancement expert, Gary Novell, who will help Chuck enhance his credit so Team Hochberg can help him secure a VA loan. Best part is Team Hochberg will issue Chuck a closing cost credit that will offset the investment he made enhancing his credit. If you're a veteran and you want to work with a trusted local lender who respects your service and won't blow you off if your credit challenged, call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 1124061.
Hey, it's Mully here. Last week, I made the decision to start Nutrisystem for Men. I was ready to lose some weight, get some energy back. That was a week ago, and I'm already feeling the effects. I'm down about 7 pounds. You can do it, too. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Use my promo code Mully to get $50 off, plus a week of protein pack shakes free. Don't put it off any longer. Get started. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon in the top right. Use the promo code Mully and get started.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK, starting at just $495 per eye. You should do what I did and stop putting off LASIK surgery. I've been putting it off for 10 years and been stuck in glasses and contacts for like 25. I didn't like it, so I went to the folks at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, and they helped me change it. My results have been fantastic. I'm seeing 20/15. I just had my one-month checkup a couple of days ago. Things are going great, and it's all because of the smart folks at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. You can call or go online to schedule your free consultation, see if you're a candidate for all laser LASIK. The consultation is awesome. They take you through each step of the process. You got questions, they have answers. You leave the consultation feeling nothing but confident. Give Sharp Vision Modern LASIK a call. See why the team is overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
While our hometown heroes are swinging for the fences, Northwest Community Healthcare is here to help guys everywhere stay in the game. Here's the rundown. September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, which means it's time to pull a pro move and get screened. Prostate cancer is the second most common cancer in men, and it has no obvious symptoms. So get off the bench and go to bat for your prostate with the experts at Northwest Community Healthcare. Take a free risk assessment or schedule a screening today at nch.org/MVP.
On Saturday, September 14th, join us for some family fun in Rosemont at the Larry A. Pagofsky All-Star Challenge, benefiting the GI Research Foundation, Chicago sports legends Fergie Jenkins, Ryan Dempster, Jermaine Dye, Ozzie Guillen, Carlos Zambrano, Maglio Ordóñez, and many more will compete in a softball game plus home run derby at Impact Field, home of the Chicago Dogs. Come out and enjoy a day of softball, Miller Lights, and more. Tickets available at ChicagoAllStarChallenge.com. That's ChicagoAllStarChallenge.com.
Now's the time to travel and be with the people you care about the most. And at Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express, we're helping you be there for less. Save at least 25% at thousands of hotels worldwide if you book by September 24th. You won't want this moment to pass you by. So book today at HolidayInn.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer, but sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish. Now I feel great. That's because I kicked off 2019 with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days. It's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com.
It's a Townstone Financial Mortgage Monday. You'll never get second-guessed after using Townstone for your home purchase, refinance, or reverse mortgage. Guaranteed great rates and low closing costs. Townstone.com.
Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations, also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-4KIDS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Let's say our thank yous to Joe Sheehan, Mick Gillespie, and Rich Campbell, to Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and Ray Diaz for all that they do. And let's also get a number between 1 and 9.
Give me 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Caller 8 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. We'll win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Cincinnati at Wrigley Field on Tuesday, September 17th, courtesy of 670 The Score, the radio home of Cubs baseball. And Joe said they're still alive, by the way.
They're still alive?
That's what Joe said. Joe Sheehan said that.
That's
just
true.
Just
Joe
now.
Said, you're going to print that out like a big banner, Michael, right there on the fridge. They're still alive.
Yeah, I had them in the van at Santa Anita with 28 horses or whatever it's been.
Like
this
holding
year.
A pillow over their head, whispering.
Yes, I had them there, but nope. Joe says, get them out of the van at Santa Anita. Well, they're okay.
Well, he didn't say get them out of the van. He said the van hasn't gotten there yet.
Oh, okay.
That's really what we're talking about, whether or not you get there. Segment brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Mortgage rates are amazing right now, but trusting your mortgage to an online firm, really? Call Lakeside Bank. Your own personal Lakeside mortgage banker will be with you all the way for mortgage. Personal is best. Lakeside Bank, it's about time.
Tomorrow, it's going to be Kevin Fishbane, Sage Rosenfels.
Yes!
And Paul Charchian. It's the usual Bernstein and McKnight football Tuesday.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I need Charch's help because in a two-quarterback league, I'm the guy who had to go with Nick Foles as the other guy. He's dead now.
Well, he's not dead.
Well,
he's
might just... as well be for my fantasy team. But you see that throw he made? Whew. One throw, sacked, gone, done. That's the NFL, baby.
Is he out for the year for sure?
Nah, a couple of weeks. Collarbone thing. So I assume, maybe.
I don't know.
Don't worry. Gardner Minshew or whoever the hell that was.
He's one of those guys. Do you remember when the Bears had a lineman named Mansfield Rotto?
I do not.
W-R-O-T-T-O.
Was he an Earl of something somewhere?
Well,
that's what he sounds like.
Well, the Tribune. I forgot who did this for the Tribune. Kellums might have done it. They did a Dickensian NFL name list, and I want to find it because Gardner Minshew would absolutely be like the trustee of a will.
To me, he sounded like a World War I general that was swiftly removed from action because he was more a peacetime guy than he was an actual get-it-done-on-the-field guy.
Say, you have a codicil to the will. You must see Gardner Minshew of Minshew and Minshew.
Oh, yes, the Northeastern Minshews, of course. I know the Minshews very well.
Lawrence Holmes is going to join us next. We'll do transition. Keep it here on The Score.
Bears fans, we've got incredible football experts on every Score show throughout the season, including the voices of Bears Radio, Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, former Bear great Olin Kreutz, Chicago Bear Eddie Jackson, former Bears head coach Dave Wanstead, Hall of Fame football writer Dan Pompey, Michael Lombardi, Dave Richard, Nick Costas, and many more, all right here and all season long, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans, Sports Radio 670 The Score, or radio.com sports station.
Hey, I'm thinking about trading in my car for a new one.
Oh, I got a guy.
I need a new car.
Oh, I got a guy.
I think I need a bigger car.
Ah, I got a guy.
You've got a friend in the business at Continental Motors with 8 locations in Countryside, Hodgkins, Hinsdale, and Naperville, or at ContinentalMotors.com.
Hey, it's Danny Parkins for Sport Clips, where I get my hair cut because I love the MVP experience with a massaging shampoo, the relaxing scalp massage, and the legendary hot-themed towel. But I also love the convenience. You get the Guy Smart stylist, no appointment needed, walk-ins are welcome, they're open 7 days a week, and your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Download today and check in. Whatever the cut, now there's a shortcut. So head on out to Sport Clips, you choose the cut, they cut the weight.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
The average commute in America is about 25 minutes. And if you spend more of that time on a train, bus,
next stop, Lake Street,
or bike, Allstate has good news. Pay per mile car insurance is here.
On your left.
Because if you drive less, you should pay less. Now get the same reliable coverage and hands-on expertise you'd expect from Allstate, but at a price that's tailored to the miles you drive.
The doors are now closing.
Call your local Allstate agent and start paying what's right for you. Prices daily and per mile rate, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Before I moved my savings to Marcus by Goldman Sachs, my account just sat there doing nothing because I was too attached. Now my money's growing like my hair used to in the past. It's like I have a new hairdo that cannot be surpassed.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Earn 4 times the national average at Marcus.com.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-461-4545. That's 800-461-4545. 800-461-4545. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Napa Know How!
Now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card when you buy oil, air, and cabin air filters. Because let's be honest, you probably don't remember the last time you changed them. So buy all 3 filters at your local Napa and get $20 back. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, limit 2 prepaid cards per household while supplies last. Offer ends 10/31/19.
Do you have frequent heartburn, like the kind of heartburn where you stash antacids everywhere? You feel like you gotta have those chalky tablets just in case heartburn strikes. If that's you, you do know that there's an easier way to deal with heartburn, right? Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. With Prilosec OTC, you can actually simply not get heartburn in the first place. No more stashing antacids. Try Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What a show!
A Monday that is not a Bears Monday is now turned over to Lawrence Holmes, because Lawrence, we sort of looked at the weekend in football, more NFL than college, as further context for how to judge what we saw from the Bears. Yep. And at least Connor's lead was, it's not good.
Ain't nothing happy there. You know, I felt bathed in the NFL, but not washed by it, because that stench just kind of, it stays. It sticks around. And you saw as many offenses that made leaps, you know, from last year to this, quarterbacks that really improved themselves, first-round draft picks that really showed up, coaches that had a lot of questions about their scheme and whether or not they'd be able to do what they wanted to do in the NFL. And, you know, it looked all right for Lamar Jackson, and it looked all right at times for Kyler Murray. And even the struggles that Baker Mayfield had, they weren't the same kind as what you saw on the lakefront on Thursday. It just wasn't the same.
I would agree with that, although I will say with the Browns, it was a more extreme case of a team that was not prepared.
Well, they had a whole lot of other stuff going on.
Well,
they
the right? behavioral issues and, wow. and the penalties were just... I mean, that's like two full fields worth of penalties they had.
Freddie Kitch might be over his
football.
Head. You know,
real dumb football that they played. And the Titans kind of did what they always do, which is we'll hang around. Our defense is pretty good. We'll hang around. And then when you make mistakes, we're going to pounce on those mistakes. And they did. And I was joking with Campy and Jay saying with Baker Mayfield, one of the things that he'll have to learn, and I don't know if he's capable of it, is that at this level, you can't get angrier at that position. You can do that in college, and you can get away when you're taking on Baylor.
Right.
You can get away with the, right. I'm going to throw this ball as hard as I can because I'm mad. In the NFL, you make that mistake, and a guy's going down the sideline.
That's a great point. You know, the other place you can't do that is as a play caller. You cannot get angry. You can't double down. You can't go back for a 4th and 10 and just try and make something happen. It doesn't work that way. The NFL will take it from you.
Connor, I swear, like as the weekend went on, that particular set of circumstances kept making me angry.
Because the explanations made less and less sense.
Yeah, because really at the end of it, if you're not going to take the 3... for whatever math you were told by whomever, then you were to punt.
Yes. That there's a third option.
That was an option considering that your defense for the most part was playing lights out. Although one of the things that people were worried about when it came to the 2019 Bears was a regression in takeaways.
Yeah.
And what you saw on Thursday was just a little bit of a sample of how the margins are, where if the defense doesn't take the ball away, you're in trouble.
You're right about the margins, but you're also facing a Hall of Fame quarterback, the likes of which nobody's really... I mean, he's that guy.
But he didn't play great.
No, he didn't. No, he did. He absolutely didn't.
Because of your defense. He didn't play because their offense is still in install. And because your defense is really good, he didn't play great.
You're right. And they face really good quarterbacks. The Bears face, as if you collect the production from last year, they face the best group of quarterbacks better than anybody in the NFL will end up facing. So that's a problem. But if you're going to tell me that's a big problem. If the defense takes Aaron Rodgers from like a 9 to a 7, then they ought to be able to take 8s down to 6s and 7s down to 5s. You know what I'm saying? And there you get your takeaways back. I think that defense, if it remains healthy, it has every right to be as good this year as it was last year.
And I imagine that's maybe why you saw some of the defensive guys not want to talk to anybody after the game was over on Thursday, because they were like, what else could we have done?
Right.
How about that guy? How about you go talk to that guy? How about you talk to that guy who wears number 10 and then the other guy who's in his headset? Why don't you talk to those two guys about what happened on Thursday night?
Or some of the guys blocking for him.
That was bad too. Real, real bad. I will say though, I did a whole pod today on Loho Daily about my red zone addiction.
Oh yeah. No, I partook yesterday.
I'm so happy.
First time in a while.
So happy. Like I just sat there
and
just watched ball and was just like, okay, put my phone down, like the whole 9 yards. I asked the NFL yesterday to babysit me for 7 hours and they obliged.
They can do it.
They obliged with the babysitting.
You know what though? I gotta rework the calculus in my head for a lot of things though, because I'm used to, I didn't red zone a whole lot last year. So I'm back on it, you know, this season. And you really do have to keep a lot of things. Think about it like a fighter pilot. You got to know like where everything is. And I had lost. You got to remember where to keep track of this game and where this one's at, because they're flipping you back and forth. And you do owe it some. You have to like keep track of a couple of different things. I'm not saying it's bad. I mean, you can just let it wash over you.
Sure.
But when you're going to come in here to the next day and talk about it, you actually do have to, you know, keep track with a couple of different things.
Sunday was a special case because you didn't have the added dimension of either reacting to or preparing for a Bears game.
It's true.
All that stuff had been done already. Yeah, so you could just sit there and go, okay, NFL, show me what you got. Show me what's happening around the league. And then, oh, everyone's hurt. Got it.
Yeah.
Everyone's hurt, and Eric Weddle's bleeding from the back of his head.
Yeah, and Tyreek Hill had a really scary injury.
What? Do you know what that is?
I forgot the name. It's a sternoclavicular displacement that can result in airway issues, and that there has to be a very specific stabilization.
So, like, of this collapse?
Yeah, it's a sternum, where the clavicle meets the sternum, and if not properly taken care of immediately, it's sort of like the Zach Miller thing, or you remember when Ben Roethlisberger had a broken rib that was broken in a way that could puncture a lung or a major blood vessel, that they know when there's a certain specific instability, it has to be treated there, immobilized immediately, and experts brought in just in case. But they recognized it and they knew it. So, it couldn't happen to a nicer
guy. With all the excitement of opening weekend, I forgot. Oh, yeah, this is football. Guys.
Death and destruction.
It's a meat grinder. We also had some decent college stuff going on, too. I don't know where on your list of professional quarterbacking.